Blog Talk Radio.
Night, and that familiar slap of the bass means that it's time for the Dog Pound with Canine Bundage. I'm going to start out the show on a very somber note. We do know what's happening around the country, and in light of that particular note, I will just say our prayers and our sympathies go out to George family, and we acknowledge that we need to do something about the relationship between the Black community and law enforcement. If you want to hear more about my views on that, you can check out our special last night, Target Friendly Environment. We had six Black men, five Black men, talking about the state of affairs and what we need to do. But, you know, let's talk about some boxing here, and, you know, let's make sure we can kind of get things rolling. So, I see the champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here. What's going on, champ?
What's up, Jay? You all right? Jay, Nitty, I'm here. What's happening?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Ah, man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Boy, I had to dust my bark off a little bit. I'm great. The bite is vicious. Man, just chilling, though. Enjoying this weather, boy. We out here like L.A. and Detroit.
Well, you're definitely not like L.A. because L.A. is actually in on a curfew. I think their curfew is 1:30 p.m.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's things are getting a little heated out here on the West Coast. So, you know, but we're about a boxing show, so we're not going to talk too much about that. But tonight I have two young ladies in from the Olympic team. And but we're going to start out tonight with the a brand new gentleman that was certified. He was signed with Team Certified, and we're going to let him tell us a little bit about his debut and how things are coming. K9, as you probably know, Team Certified went to South Dakota, and the ground has been broken. So as of now, things are still on, and we're going to see what's happening. What's exactly, you know, unless we have another outbreak, it seems like South Dakota is one of those places that has been cleared. So I believe we have Mr. Showtime Brady on the show on the line.
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, doing good.
How you doing, champ?
Showtime.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. We good. Yeah, we good. Showtime.
Now,
that's
Showtime,
right, baby.
Is
South Dakota.
He's going to be making his debut at Sturgis. He's been trying to get in the ring for about the last, 2 years now almost?
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why don't you kind of tell K-9, what's happening, why it's taking you so long to get to where you are making just your debut now, and talk a little bit with the champ, and I'll get with you.
All right. I could be wrong, but, in theory, I started out, with Tommy the Duke Morrison. He had hardened me up and turned me into, a guy that could compete at a higher level than what I should have. And I've just been with top guys ever since, and made a name for myself. The boxing world is big, but as you both know, it's very, very small at the same time. And word gets around real quick if you're making noise, and nobody wants to lose.
Okay. So you saying that the reason why you haven't fought is that nobody want to fight you?
What's that?
I said, you saying that the reason why you haven't fought, no one wants to fight you.
Right, and we've had a few guys back out at weigh-ins and pressers in the last year, but nobody else wanted to jump in and lose their zero.
Wow. Hey, so listen. Now, I'm not trying to bust your chops or nothing, right? But
yes, sir.
2 years of not fighting, trust me, if you got the right person in your corner, you're going to fight. It ain't going to take you 2 years. So maybe it was a team you didn't have because, you got guys like Mike Tyson. He was able to fight, and I'm quite sure a lot of people were scared to death to fight him. But if the right people are in your corner, they'll get you on TV or in a fight, and you're going to fight. So
right.
I'm
and
trying
see,
to figure
I
am, out.
No, you're fine. Yeah, I had gone I had actually switched to Team Certified, and I was getting ready to say I think it was a combination of the two, because I was recently, I had been guided by somebody else, and there really wasn't much being done. So I reached out to Miss Marcia Talley with Team Certified, and I think she's going to get me where I need to be.
Okay, yeah, because I remember as an amateur, I didn't know no better. But at the same time, I couldn't get no fights. So the first thing I would say is that, man, they were scared to fight me. They pulled out. So everybody that I talked to, like, man, K-9, yeah, they scared to fight him. But
right.
In reality, it was just that, I didn't have the right team. I didn't know nothing about boxing. Because, when it comes to boxing, a lot of people are not scared to fight each other. But if the money ain't right, you got a lot of guys that's not fighting each other because the money ain't right. So, that money is right, man. People are going to take
chances.
Killing
everybody.
Absolutely. Yep. So, hopefully we get you in the ring now. So, you were a good team now, M. Tally and Team Certified. So, now the boss should get the role, So,
yes,
how many amateur fights?
I'm super excited.
Yeah. How many amateur fights have you had?
87.
Okay. That's good. That's impressive. That's good. That's good. At 87, nah. Now, if you tell me you're 87 and 0 with 87 knockouts, then I'm going to say, people
no,
were scared to fight.
No, I was actually 66 and 21. So,
okay.
I had some losses.
So what now?
So I definitely had some losses in the amateurs, starting out mainly.
Yeah. All right, them ain't nothing but just learning process.
Yeah, exactly,
learning curve.
Exactly.
Yeah, that ain't really nothing, Hey, some of the best, look. Yeah, you ain't even got to actually really lose and give you a loss if they don't like you.
Right.
So fast forward, and it's 2020. So you haven't got a fight since 2018. You were trying to go pro 2 years ago, or you've been trying to go pro and just was just thinking about it. What was it?
I had got my pro license 2 years ago, and I was formerly with James Hagler, which is Marvelous Hagler's son, and it was just we had a hard time, just getting things rolling, getting people to fight. Like I said, we went to North Carolina for a All-American Pro Boxing Series, a big deal at Fort Bragg, and my opponent actually walked out at the weigh-in on us, which was supposed to be my debut last year.
Okay, okay, all right. Well, that's cool, that's cool. So you say Marvin Hagler's son is training you. You said that you actually was working with Tommy Morrison, Tommy Morrison. So you got a bunch of people that you work with and know, or that
right.
Has
and
a big
Buddy
name.
McGirt is actually my head trainer.
Oh dang! So you know, oh yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on then. So you say Buddy McGirt is your head trainer. That's good. That's
yes,
good.
Sir.
Buddy McGirt, he's actually a good trainer and a former world champion. So
he's an awesome guy.
Yeah, what weight class are you trying to fight? What weight class do you fight?
I'll be fighting at 147, but I walk normally at 154.
Oh, yeah, that ain't bad. Yeah, so how old are you?
I'm 30.
I'm 30. Okay, you're 30 years old. Okay. So you should have turned. So when did you start boxing?
I actually started when I was around 12 years old under Tommy. He had actually taken me right off the street, and he told me to wait. You know, kind of, I've been seeing a trend, guys waiting later, kind of like Lomachenko and them guys have. They want to make sure, you know, you're hardened and try to prepare you, you know, for everything, at least what they think is everything, you know.
Okay, okay. So, yeah, so you say you've been boxing since you were 12 years old. So that's
yes,
16
sir.
Years later, you turn pro and 28 years old. Did you win any nationals?
I didn't. And I had taken breaks. You know, I've had kids and stuff. I'd take, you know, a year off here and, you know, just take care of the kids, do my thing because I had to have a job also. But I had gone to several national tournaments, but I didn't win.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah, yep. All right, you know, so now we get into, you know, so we get into nitty gritty. I had an interview. It's more like I'm interrogating you instead of interviewing you. It's like, man, hold on, man. Am I about to go to jail or something?
Right. No, you're all good.
Right. I just want the fans to understand or to know, you know, this boxing, what was going on. I figured you had to take some breaks. I knew something came up where you know, you went through some stuff. You know what I mean? I just wanted to hear you say it. You know what I mean? And the people would be
yeah,
able to hear
definitely.
You say
it. It's not for the faint of heart. You know what I mean? Coming up in boxing is definitely one of the harder things to do. And I'm sure you know all about it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I started boxing late. I turned pro at 21, though. I only boxed for 3 years, but I started boxing at 18. But, man, I said, forget all the trophies, man. I'll give me some money. I turned pro when I was trying to get that check.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, it ain't nothing wrong with it. So I didn't win my first world title until the age of 37. So hopefully that's some motivation for you right there. Yep. So what do you feel like that Team Certified is going to do right now as far as, like, you train, you signing with them? I mean, you think they're going to get you to the ladder, to the top, and how long you think it's going to be, or how long are you trying to wait to get to where you're going?
I'm actually trying to get there, to the top immediately, and I'm 100% confident in everybody from Team Certified and in their capability of getting me there.
Okay, okay. That's good. That's good. Who you looked up to, you know, that actually made you want to box, or what made you want to box?
Other than meeting Tommy, what actually made me want to fight is watching Mickey Ward and Arturo Gotti.
Okay, yeah.
And you know, both them guys had so much heart, and I mean, they was willing on laying down their lives, and I was like, yeah, that's I want that action.
I want that action, right, right. You know, I do know too that a lot of things happen in this boxing where you have to take breaks. You know, I take plenty of breaks. I mean, when I turned pro, man, I won my first world title title at 37 because I didn't have a lot of people that was interested in signing me and getting me fights. I had a hard time getting fights myself. So, you know, hopefully everything, right, you know, goes as well for you, man. And so are you married or anything? You got any kids?
I got four kids. And
okay.
I got the best fiance in the world. Her name's Lisa Bauman.
Oh, Lisa Bauman? Okay.
Yep, that's her name. She's been a big factor in my training anyway, you know, giving me the right motivation and stuff also.
Okay. Oh, no, that's good. That's good, man. Listen, you have to have a strong wife to put up with you because us as boxers, boy, we know what I'm saying, we have our moments, you know what I'm saying? I know I used to get real grouchy. When I got a fight coming up, man, I get grouchy because I'm the one that got in the ring. Then I got to lose that weight. I used to have weight problems. Yeah, so that's good. I take my hat off to her. You got four kids by her?
No. I got the baby mama, man. But none with her yet.
Oh,
none with the new
mama
yet.
No, okay.
Man, let me tell you.
Oh, man. Hey, so all are by different baby mamas or by the same baby mama?
Just the same baby mama, and that's my ex, thank God.
Okay, cool. Hey, it's all good, man. Yeah, it's all good. Well, that's motivation anyway. You got, you know, make sure them kids have the best of life, you know what I mean? And boxing can't take care of them forever.
I was down in Barrow. I was talking to Buddy about getting, you know, the belt, and he knows about four kids. He says, you know, boy, you need three or four.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I got four kids myself, so yeah, trust me, I know, boy. Them babies go crack, goo goo, gag gag, dad dad, mama, all that stuff, boy. I know about it, and they ain't trying to hear what you ain't got and what you ain't doing and how long it take you to go pro. Hey, dad, goo goo, gag, you better fight because I'm hungry. I need to do everything. Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, enjoy interview you and we're going to continue to talk. I'm going to go ahead and pass the microphone to the co-host, James, and see what he want to say. I want to ask you to pick your brain. All right, Champ?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Awesome. Thank you, Champ. I appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. JK.
Yo.
Yeah, where you at? Where you at?
I want you to tell K-9 how you got introduced to Buddy McGirt.
Like I said, I, you know, the boxing world being as small as it is, I was making noise going around and getting work in with, you know, a lot of top guys. And Jackie Callen and Shelly Williams had actually got a hold of Buddy, and he had called me and had me go down there to see if I was worth messing with. And so we had flown down there to Vero, and he had taken me on from there.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's all luck, really.
all luck. Or no skills, huh?
Well, I mean, it is kind of fate, you know, just at the right place at the right time.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, tell Buddy I said what's up. I fought with Buddy McGirt being in the opposite corner one time when I fought against Corey Spinks and Emmanuel Stewart. You know, he was alive at the time, man.
Right?
We fought against Buddy. And, you know, afterwards, him and Emmanuel Stewart, they had a little drink, you know what I'm saying? It was business as usual, that's all.
Right. It would have been awesome training with Emmanuel Stewart, though.
Oh, man. Tell me about it. Listen. The GOAT right there. Yeah.
Right.
Emmanuel Stewart. Yeah. The GOAT. AJK, the GOAT, right? Emmanuel Stewart. More world champions than I ever. He trained more world champions, man, than anybody that I know in the history of boxing.
Yeah.
My man.
Definitely.
Joey, now that you got up here, Showtime, you know, we
we see a lot of guys, you know, especially, you know, at your age, the age of 30, I mean, you know, K-9 is one of those exceptions, you know, he decided he'd want to wait till he got 40 or so to, you know, that's K-9. We, you know, we're just pretending like he ain't. You know, usually, you know, like right now, we're seeing a lot of guys, you know, 30, 31, 32. You know, so, you know, just thinking, you know, probably, you know, 3-4 fights a year, depending upon how the economy goes and the boxing fan, you know, I mean, what happens with boxing with no fans, boxing with fans and whatnot.
Right.
What do you think is your timetable at you know for you to be in a position to get within well in other words how long do you think it should take you to get within the top 25?
Well, I don't mean to sound cocky, but I think I could do it this year. I mean, if everything fell into place right, I think I got, you know, a good team behind me and more than enough people as a support network to definitely make it happen and get me there.
So are you trying to take the ABO beltway? You know, like
I want all of them.
You get you some minor titles and then your way up. Right now, where are you based out of? Where are you fighting from right now? I know you said you were with Buddy down in Florida, but I'm assuming that right now you're not in a training camp, or are you in a camp mode?
I'm not yet. I have been in the gym every day, even with the Corona stuff going on. But at the same time, the Corona stuff, it did kill all the travel and everything. So I'm not back with Buddy yet. I'm close to Little Rock, Arkansas, though. I'm in Clarksville, Arkansas.
Yeah. We talked about Arkansas. We have seen some action down in Arkansas, of course,
right.
You know, like, how do you keep in touch with Buddy? Do you do a video thing? You know, do you just, do you guys have like a regular time you talk and you tell him what you did for the day, or how does that go?
I just pick up the phone and call him, or he calls me, and if one of us misses, we call back, and it's usually, I try to stay in touch with him about every other day.
K-9, is that a disadvantage, you know, when you're with, you know, your son every day, or, you know, you're in a proximity where, you know, like, I know you do video classes too, but I was saying, you know, I think the Russells now probably have the biggest advantage of any family in boxing because
right.
Many of them, they can spar each other up and down. I mean, you know, Gary's only going to fight twice a year anyway, so, or once a year, whatever, you know, but anyway, is this special problem when you're trying to train, you know, a professional fighter long distance? I mean, you know, your son is amateur and he's right there with you, but professional fighter long distance, what type of hurdles would that present to you if you were trying to train, you know? Well, like, for instance, your heavyweight that was on the island.
With Showtime, you know, he wants it. You know what I mean? He wants it. He has amateur experience. He a grown man, has responsibilities. He knows what to do. It's a little different when you're training a kid who's not, you know, not as focused or don't know about being focused, who don't have no responsibilities, don't have no kids, and you taking care of him. It's going to be a whole different atmosphere, and it's going to be a whole different beast in him versus Showtime. Showtime, he been wanting to fight 2 years ago. He tried to turn pro, and now he finally has his opportunity. He's anxious. He can't wait to get in there. Like I said, he's a different kind of animal versus someone who's been taken care of and pampered.
You had to put that pampered in there, did you see? I know you probably, like, you know, wishing he could slap you in the back of your head, but that's all right. Like my little nephew tell me, you know, when you get in a wheelchair, Uncle, I'm going to push you down the steps, you know, but right now I'm still...
Oh wow! You almost there. You better not be up a flight of stairs, boy. Not with him behind.
No kidding. I'd be checking my brakes.
That's what he keeps.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I keep telling him, just keep on wishing. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Showtime. Let's talk about. How'd you get that name? How'd you get that moniker? I know, Showtime, you got something to live up to there. There's a couple of Showtimes before you.
It's Showtime.
Well, I just try to put on a show everywhere I go. You know,
Showtime.
Whether it's in a restaurant or at the gym spa, and I try to give everybody a show.
Oh man! Hold it now. Now you open up a can of worms there too. What you mean at the restaurant? What happened at the restaurant?
Oh, I'm the guy that'll stable from across the room over. You know, just to have a couple laughs with them. I'm always putting on a show.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, hey man. Well, look, it was good talking to you. I'm hoping that we get this. Paddle Sturgis off the ground, and we'll get a chance to see you.
Definitely. I can't wait.
Yeah, so let's hope we get a chance to get you back down there with Buddy before. I mean, let's see, what do we got? Like about 2 months here. I think it's August 6th through the 8th or something like that. But so make sure you tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and give us any final thoughts you have.
Oh, I lost you at the last part there.
I said, give us any final thoughts you have for tonight, and where they can find you on social media.
I just want to let everybody know it's going to be a really big and awesome show put on by Team Certified. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you get to Sturgis because it's going to be fireworks. It's showtime.
All right.
It's showtime.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey,
Grady,
thank you both.
And,
I appreciate you.
Hey.
Okay, my guy. Hope you get that big one. It won't be long.
Right.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Okay, good evening.
All right, K-9. I know tonight, once again, we're going to have two young ladies on the show. Both of them are ranked number one in the respective weight classes going into the Olympics. As you know, we had talked to another young lady last week, and she had faced both Clarissa Shields and Franchon Cruz, both who are now world champions. It does seem that the ladies do have a quicker tempo getting to getting to the championships. But K-9, especially now when you look at you know, what's happening in boxing, do you think that maybe now we'll be forced, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, do you think now, in order to get those particular purses, that, you know, perhaps we're going to have to see women fighting 3-minute rounds?
Yeah, you know what? It's it really is up to the powers that be, because you know, with this coronavirus we just had, you know, it's going to be hard for us to see, you know, men fight 3-minute rounds, let alone women. So, you know, thank God we actually about to start seeing some in June, you know, later on this month, we're going to see some fights. I think Top Rank got some fight cards that's going to happen on ESPN. So, as far as the ladies, you know what I mean, it's just good that they back in the ring and sort of men. But, you know, I would like to see them fight 3-minute rounds. I think that you'll see better fights at 3-minute rounds. They won't have to just go out there and fight more or less amateurly than you know, like, you know, because when you amateur, I understand you fight 2-minute rounds. You're trying to get the points, and you only got three rounds to go. But as you become a professional, I feel like women should do 3-minute rounds as soon as you go pro. As an amateur, 2-minute rounds. As a pro, 3-minute rounds.
See, I mean, I didn't know that they fought different times in the amateurs. That was I thought, you know, that you know, you fought the same as the men. I mean, I didn't know. Are the amateurs only 2 rounds for? I mean, 2-minute rounds for the men?
No. You know what? No. I think the women fight 3-minute rounds in amateurs too. You know, I guess they just go 2-minute rounds in the beginning, but as they get, you know, as they get more experience, so they start being open class or they start fighting on a national level, they start fighting 3-minute rounds. So I don't understand that right there. How do you go forward and go back if you go from fighting 3-minute rounds as an amateur when you about to turn pro, then you go back and you turn pro and you fight 2-minute rounds? That don't make sense.
Yeah. We do have a guest on the line. Is it O'Shea Jones?
Hello?
Hello. We were trying to... Hello.
Hi.
How do you pronounce your first name? I didn't want to butcher it too bad.
It's O'Shea.
Okay. Okay. I was close. Talking about was there a difference between the amateurs men and the amateur women? In the amateur, how long do women fight?
Fight 3-minute rounds.
And that that's when you're on a higher level, when you become open class, right?
Right, elite, yes.
Elite. Yep. See, now when I was an amateur, James. See, we talking about some years ago. You know, it was called open class, but now they changed it to elite. So they elite now versus open class. Yeah. Yep. So yeah. Oh yeah. But I would say, what's up though? Yeah, I know about you. I know your dad and and all that. And, you know, we follow each other on Twitter and everything. So yeah, definitely was happy to hear you was going to be on the show tonight too.
Thank you.
Yeah, very welcome. Yep. Go ahead, James. You want to go ahead and continue to lead the way? I got my second. I'm after you.
No. You have background. You know, I'm new, so you know. Carry on.
right. Back up, then, young man. Back up. Yeah. Hey. So O'Shea. Yeah, I'm very, very, very impressed with the way you perform in a ring. And how your whole family actually, you know, train together. I see y'all doing classes. I keep up with y'all, and I like what y'all doing. And definitely, you know, you going pro, I kind of look at as the next Clarissa Shields, or I'll say the first O'Shea.
And I look at you as a female fighter, a great female fighter that's going to win Olympics too. I mean, I can't see nobody stopping you. So I was even interested in doing a video on you because I know you're going to be great and you're doing your thing. But how do you feel that the Olympics is going to be in 2021 versus 2020? And were you really upset about that, knowing that you was about to go there?
Yes. Well, it was kind of shocking to me because we were like a week out from our peak. We were about to go qualify in Argentina, and then they just sent us home instead of going to qualify. So like it was kind of like a big shock to me because I just knew I was about to qualify like within a week. Like I knew I had my spot. So right now we're not the Olympic team. We're the qualifying team because we still have to qualify to go to Olympics. But China and everybody else, they already in Australia and them, they already qualified. Like they know, you know, who going and who not. But us USA, South America, we have to like, you know, go to sleep wondering like, oh my God, can I still, you know, like with that on our mind or whatever. So like, it was very, like, depressing. Like, we didn't even want to train anymore. We lost a lot of motivation. Like, what are we doing this for? You know, like, it hit us hard. And my boxing brothers and sisters, like, we got a group chat, and every morning we text each other, like, good morning, y'all. Come on, let's do this, da-da-da-da, you feel me? So it was really depressing, and it was sad. It was heartbreaking.
Wow. So, I mean, did your dad talk to you and tell you, baby, it's going to be okay? And, I mean, what helped you get through it, though, to be able to say, well, I'm good. I'm going to go ahead and do what I got to do and then go from there?
Well, my family helped me a lot. Like, my family was a big help because I train with my family. I live with my family. I see my family every day. So for them to, like, you know, to, like, rub my back, tell me it's going to be okay and tell me keep pushing harder, you know. And then I looked at it, like, another way. Like, maybe God was telling me, like, I'm not ready. I need a little more, like, experience before I go on the big, you know. So I just try to find good ways, you know, to think about it like that instead of thinking about it in a negative way, you know.
Yeah. How many amateur fights have you had? Do you have that crazy record like Clarissa had in amateurs? Like you 77-1? You know what I mean?
Nah.
What's your record?
No, I'm not. I don't have a record like her. I actually don't know my record, and I looked on. I think I don't know what website it was on, but they didn't even have all my fights on there. They said I only had like 38 fights and like 38 fights and six or something like that. But I know that's not correct because I had more than 38 fights in my whole life. So I really don't know my like correct, you know, correct record
okay.
or whatever. But I feel like the boxing
game, I feel like
the boxing game is like different now because it's like for example, I went to the Stranger Tournament like 2 years ago. I went last year and I got gold, but like 2 years ago, my friend, she was walking around and I'm like, what's wrong? She was like real, real nervous and stuff. And I'm like, what's wrong? She was like, her friend was from France, and she said that a guy had walked up to her and was like, do you want to buy a medal? And she's like, what do you mean buy a medal? And then he was like, you know, buy a medal. If you give me some money, I'll make sure you make it to the medal rounds, you know? So that just speak a lot on amateur boxing. Like, when we go to these tournaments and stuff, like, it's all set up. It's all, like, you know, like, so, like, I don't even look at people's record no more. I look at how they fight, and I look at, like, what they can do, you know? So I don't really care too much about my record. I don't know it anyways, but I know nobody's stopping me now. So, but that just gave me a big, like, smack in the face, like, you know? And it's crazy because people, like, boxers, we work our tail off. Like, it's people who doing – I'm doing 3-a-day still to this day, like, doing 3-a-day, working out hard for me to go to a tournament and then for somebody else to have more money than me and buy a medal, you know? So, like, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, yeah, that is bad. So, but if you could guess how many fights you had, I mean, would you guess you had 50 some amateur fights? I mean, if you were to take a guess,
yeah.
How many fights? Yeah.
I say about probably 57. Yep, like 57
okay.
and 7, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. You how many? Okay, so you when did you start boxing? When you start boxing?
I started boxing when I was 13 years old, but I didn't start competing until I was like 15. You know, 15
okay.
or 16.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's still young. Do you spar with your brother a lot? I know there's not a lot of women boxers out here, and a lot of women that's real good, they don't actually spar with other
right.
women. You spar with more men than you do women, right?
Yeah, I used to spar with the guys a lot, like when I was like a novice, like didn't have a lot of fights and stuff like that. I used to spar with them a lot, and I used to like hurt them and stop them and stuff. So, but now like
wow.
guys are getting like strong. You know, men are 10 times stronger than women. You know, like so like I don't really spar with men like that, but I do spar with my brother. Cause most men, like if they go soft on a female, then when they realize, oh, that female she can fight for real, like though this ain't no average female, like she for real, you feel me? Then they start getting mad, start trying to knock you out. So I run through a lot of problems with that. So but
yeah.
I spar my brother because when we spar at Soul City Boxing Gym, we work on stuff, you know, we learn
yeah.
things, like, we work on the stuff that we learn outside, you know, anybody
yeah.
can tell you how to throw a punch any type of way, but when you get in there in front of somebody and try to maneuver and do it, then they gone, you know, so, like, it's way
yeah.
harder than what it looks, but yes, I do spar with my brother, and it's challenging for me because he know, we from the same gym, so he know most of the moves that I know, you know, so, like, if he see me drifting to the right or something, he'll probably drift to the left and, like, counter my hook or something, you know? Like, he know everything
yeah.
that I'm trying to do, so, like, I be still trying to, like, disguise it and stuff, so it's kind of like a chess match.
So, if I'm not mistaken, you southpaw, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. So that's difficult right there. Are you actually a southpaw? Are you actually left-handed, or you just fight southpaw?
Yes, I'm actually left-handed. I'm a real, like, natural southpaw. Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. Because my son, he fights southpaw, but he's not a southpaw. He actually right-handed. A lot of people actually fight southpaw, that fight southpaw are actually not southpaw. That's good to know that you actually southpaw. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Do you see yourself long-term when you go pro or when you win the Olympics that you will be fighting against Clarissa Shields? Do you look at her and say, man, I want to fight her? I mean, I know y'all probably friends. Man, if I beat her or I want to be like her, I mean, what is your relationship in fighting her and with her? And do you think about the possibility of fighting her?
I mean, I don't think about, like, go to sleep thinking about fighting her. But that is, I do look at her as, like, a big sis or whatever. She opened the doors for women boxing. And I feel like she's good, and I feel like I'm good. So I feel like, of course, it would be a great fight, like, you know, in the end row when I, you know, when I'm ready, when I'm turned pro and got a couple fights. You know, I think it will be a million-dollar fight. I think that would be amazing, for sure.
Exactly.
She opened the doors for women's boxing. She opened the door,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to break the hinges off the door. So it's going to be sweet.
You got to break the hinges off, right. Yeah. So when you got – put on hold. Everybody got put on hold as far as the Olympics, you know, taking, you know, not actually happening this year. Were you tempted to turn pro? Was you like, man, I'll forget it. I'm straight. And then someone like your dad had to say, oh, baby, we're going to wait one more year. You're going to get this gold, and then we're going to go there.
No, I know. I had to wait until the Olympics because
okay.
I'm a female
okay.
boxer. Female boxers don't
yeah.
really get, you know, that recognition, and we don't get as paid as much as a male boxer. We have to work 10
right.
times harder. We have to have more stuff under our belt. A male can go pro without, you know, without an amateur record or anything, and then still make more money than a female who has, you know, who has stuff in her amateur career and turn pro. So, like, no, I know what I had to do. I mean, I was, like I said, I was
yeah.
real depressed. I lost motivation
yeah.
and all that, but
yeah.
I just, you know.
Yeah, you got to get them credentials. Look, Carissa had to get 2 gold medals before she went pro, before, you know what I'm saying, she's actually, I guess, got that bag. You know, I'm trying to secure that bag, and to secure that bag, you got to have a good resume. You got to have them credentials.
Right. Like I said, like, before Instagram, I just got verified on Instagram, like, probably, like, 2.5 weeks ago. And I posted on Instagram, I'm like, my resume is longer than a 5-year-old Christmas list, and I'm not verified yet. They crazy.
Hey, listen. They listen. Don't be upset. I'm not verified on Instagram, but I'm verified on Twitter, and I won 2 world titles. So, yeah. So, you know, it'd be crazy like that.
That's how they do
you.
That's how they do you.
That's how they do you, boy. They want you to kiss. We ain't gonna kiss, but no, we good. When it happened, it happened.
Right.
As long as we. Like Tupac said, you and I know what's going on, don't we? The payback.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I definitely want to go let you go ahead and chop it up with JK. Definitely got a lot of questions to ask you. Definitely want to go live with you one day, man. I'm gonna get in touch with you and your dad and everybody, because I definitely want to interview y'all on my YouTube live too. So one love, and
sure.
I'll be chatting with you soon.
For sure. You got to give me a little day in advance or something. I got to get my hair done. You know I'll be trapping. I'll be working hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you know, you're good. Exactly. I will. I'll let you know for sure. I'll let you know for sure. Way ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah. You said you be trapping. You be getting ready. I know.
Yeah, I'll be thugging. I'll be out here. I'll be working hard, man. Looking crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, if JK don't hog up all the questions and everything, I got a few more questions to ask you. You got me thinking even more now.
Yeah, okay, for sure. All
right, JK.
If I don't hog up all the questions, you've been talking for 25 minutes.
No, hey, look. No. We've been chopping it up. Look, we've been on there for 5 minutes, bro. I'm looking at it for about 25 minutes.
Okay. K9, I've been watching a lot of your fights, man. You ain't been taking that many jabs, man. What's up, man?
You already know.
You've been missing your medication. What's up with it? Oh, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. And listen.
You're a new dad.
Now you know.
I understand.
Now you know. And listen, you know O'Shea beat up boys too, so better be cool, you know. Little sis gonna get down on you. Better be cool. You know, hey, you can't be talking to us like that.
Hey,
I'm
a 73-year-old grown man, though. See, that makes a big difference.
Ah!
See, you know.
You get too many gray hairs for her to hit you, bro.
K9, I keep telling you, I do not box. I fight. I ain't down with all that. hey, I think I live to be 73. So anyway,
yeah.
K9 keeps teasing us about, the rest of your family. So why don't you tell who's your dad? Your brothers and whatnot, and you know what background do you come from? K9 just assumes that everybody knows you. I mean, you know, there's people out there,
mm-hmm,
that might not know you. You might want to know who your dad is. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm,
is it Mr. O'Shea? You know, I mean, tell us a little bit about the family.
My coaches is my father and my brother. My father, Otha Jones, and my brother, Roshan Jones. I have another brother who just turned pro, Otha Jones III. He's 5-0, 2 knockouts. And I come from a boxing family. Everybody boxed. My dad used to box. My brother boxed, and my little brother still boxed. So it's kind of competitive family. I got into boxing because I always wanted to be better than my little brother, Otha Jones III. He used to wrestle. I used to wrestle. He used to wrestle. I used to ball him up, make him cry. We started boxing. And now he's trying to ball me back up. So we here now. I'm trying to make a family legacy. That's all we were trying to do.
So, you know, we've always heard about, you know, the weight difference and how much stronger men are than, I mean, men are than women. What about the speed factor? Have you always been quicker than your brother?
I guess, I have always been quicker than him because I guess I was always a little advanced because I was a little older. But now I guess he's getting that grown man strength and stuff, so he's catching up. So, yeah, I say he's faster than me now, but he's faster about probably half of a second. I'm still up there, though.
So, you know, as you said, you know, you wanted to make sure that, you know, you stayed higher than your little brother. But when things first came out, you had to be the baby girl. And although you come from a boxing family, what did Mama have to say about that?
Well, my mom, she's athletic also. So she didn't really – I think she kind of accepted it. She didn't want me, like, in the streets like all the other girls, you know, being fast, you know, into boys and stuff like that. So she was just happy that I had, like, I was focused on something and I was, you know, pursuing my dream.
And as I was saying, and as we so sadly heard about, you know, that the 2020 Olympics are put off, but we're talking about 2021. And you also mentioned about, you know, when buying the medal. We've heard those stories before. You're probably the first one that I can remember that's actually substantiated it on the show. But 2021, Japan, you mentioned that. A box off between other nations, or exactly how does that go? What do you mean that you aren't, you know, the last, the final team?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end part. You said at the Olympic trials, did we have a box off?
No, you said that you didn't right now. You didn't know if you would be the finalists for the Olympics, whereas China and some of the other countries.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't know because we didn't go qualify for the Olympics because it got postponed because Corona. But we are the selecting team, qualifying team. So everybody that won the trials is staying the qualifying team. But we won't be official, the Olympic team, till we go qualify in Argentina, but it's postponed also. So I was saying, like, we're still going to sleep thinking about, like, oh, will we make the team? Will we make the Olympic team or will we not? You know, it's kind of, like, irritating and, like, annoying to, like, not know, you know, not have that,
right.
You know, that I don't know, like, not be, like, official yet, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
You know, the men's boxing team, you know, when you talk about amateur, you know, the first thing that usually comes to mind is, you know, that 1968 boxing team, champion Sugar Ray Leonard and all those guys. What is the dream team, I guess, the dream boxing team of women's amateur boxing? What would be your dream year?
My dream year?
Yeah, you know, when you're looking back upon past champions, you know, that have made, you know, their mark from Olympic gold or Olympic medals to champions in women's boxing, you know, like Clarissa Shields.
For sure. I'll say Clarissa Shields when she won gold. And when she did it twice, like, that's amazing. Nobody ever did that, a female, you know? So I think that's amazing. I give her credit when it's due, period.
K-9, I'm going to leave these last few minutes up to you now.
Leave it up to me, JK. Hey. Yeah. So, champ, what's happening?
What's up?
Yeah, you so are the gyms back open? Are you back actively training like regular, being you could be closer to each other now or what? Do you still got the mask on? You still got to keep 6 feet or what?
Well, my gym is kind of connected to my home, so we were basically living in the gym, living at home, you know, so it's still the same. It's still the same main people, like four or five of us, you know. But people are slowly but surely coming back, you know, our visitors and our guests, you know, that people that live out of town travel to us. So they coming back slowly but surely.
Yeah, you said your gym is connected to your home.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like next door, you know. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You know, I see you got that habit like I have, or I used to have. I don't know if I still do it. Like, after each of my conversations or things I say, I'm like, you know.
I need to stop doing that. I'm sorry.
No, you good. Hey, listen, we all got that something we say. A lot of people in the hood would be like, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, are you feel me?
You feel me? Exactly, right. Like, dog, what you mean, do I feel you? Ain't no homo, bro. No, I don't feel you, bro. I'm good.
hey, my granny be like, I don't feel you, but I hear you.
Absolutely, right. Like, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, what are you saying, B? What, you ain't saying nothing. Absolutely. Especially off that blunt, they really get to tell myself, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, man, you ain't saying nothing. Yeah.
No, definitely, man. You keep doing your thing for sure, though.
Yeah, in what weight class do you actually fight? Do you fight the same weight class as Clarissa Shields or no?
Well, the first year, I was on the elite team for 4 years. My first year, I was 165, but I really couldn't make the weight. Like, I was weighing in, like, 160. Like, I couldn't get to 165. But when they added the 152 weight class, I was so happy because I'm, like, I'm already walking around 156, 158. You know, so I'm at 152 now, though.
Right, 152. Okay, that's good. No, that's good. I know you you actually trained with another guy. His last name is, I think it's Crowell, but he's a 152-pounder. And I know he had a boxing match where actually a guy died in the ring. So I know when he does his interviews, it's hard for him to either bring it up, but how was that experience that you know you that close to him to knowing that that had happened? And could you tell us anything about it, and how did he recover from that?
Well, it was kind of hard on our whole Soul City Boxing Gym. It was kind of hard on our whole gym because, like, it was so close, you know. I wasn't there at the fight, but, like, I seen close videos, like, ringside. It was just terrible. It was heartbreaking. And Charles Conwell, the Olympian, he was he's originally from Cleveland, but he come to Toledo to train with us. So he was training for the fight. He was really working on his power punches and, like, really sitting there and, you know, putting his place and his punches in the right places and stuff. So I guess he executed the game plan, and unfortunately Patrick Day had passed away. But it was just so Charles Conwell, he didn't even want to come to the gym, like, for, like, I don't even know how long it was, like, for, like a week or two, he was not at the gym. Like, he wouldn't answer nobody's phone calls or nothing. Like, he was so sad and, like, depressed. And, like, he felt like – and people were on social media calling him murderer and all. He was really messed up, man. Like, he was real messed up. He was real messed up. He asked God for forgiveness and everything. So, like, he was really sad. But I'm saying, like, as a boxer, we don't go in and try to kill nobody. We just want to win our match and go about our day.
Exactly.
You feel me? Nobody
is
trying to kill nobody.
No, you're right. You're right. But he did eventually bounce back. He eventually came back to the gym. Give us the story on how he bounced back, you know, because it's always about the bounce back.
Right. I feel like he's back on the right track. He's back focused, and I feel like that situation made everybody open their eyes. Like, this is, boxing is not a game. This is serious, and this is what we want to do with our lives. So we don't joke around and play how we used to a lot no more. Like, when it comes to sparring and stuff, like we're serious. Like, it just opened our eyes.
Exactly. You take something that could have seemed to be real bad or whatever, and you turn it to a positive. You know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, it's like at the end of the day, too, is that that guy could have went into that ring, you know, doing too much sparring. He could have had a blood on his brain going into the fight. I feel
right.
like they don't do enough medical, you know, evaluations, right, before the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the gyms and seeing who these guys are sparring. So a lot of that probably wasn't even on your teammate. So
right,
you know, so you know,
one more punch that he couldn't take. You know, he was probably
absolutely.
Going hard and sparring people that
exactly.
strong like Charles.
Yep.
You know, ready
yep.
for him. And he just popped it off.
Absolutely, yeah. Charles could fight too. I mean, I saw him down there sparring with Tony Harrison. Boy, they was going at it, boy. So yeah, he definitely a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why he's Olympian. So y'all definitely got a great team, boy. Yeah, y'all got
thank
a great
you,
team. Yep, yep. So what kind of advice can I take from you? That so I got a daughter, right? And of course, my wife and well, my daughter actually do box. How did you able to get away with that? You know what I mean? Because you know you're the daughter, you're a young lady, and your mom and your dad was okay with you boxing. And what could I talk
mm-hmm.
to my wife and say to her about my daughter? My daughter can fight, boy.
I feel like you know you don't want to force your children to do nothing that they don't want to do, because if they don't want to
yeah.
do it, they don't have to do it, and you could get hurt by
yeah.
that. But if she really wants to box, I feel like you should start her off with like self-defense classes, like just learn how to fight, period. Like just in case, like she's not even driving right now, probably in there. But I'm saying like when she get older or when she get in high school, she might be walking to her car from the game, and somebody might be
yeah.
you know drunk trying to you know she need to learn how to
yeah.
fight, period. So I feel like it should be self-defense classes first,
yeah.
and then
absolutely.
Once you feel like she's ready and you feel me, that spark in her, you don't want no talent to be wasted, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like
okay.
you should ease it. Don't force it on her. Don't do nothing. She don't want to do it. Don't you feel me? Because if somebody
yeah.
don't want to do it, they not going to be their
yeah.
full potential, period.
Yeah, I got you. Yep, I got you. Yep. Well, thank you for being on the show tonight. Any final words? Of course, give them your social media, all that good stuff. And James, you got anything else you want to ask the champ?
Well, we do have Miss Rashida Ellis also in the queue that we're going to interview next. So if you two guys want to exchange recipes, you can go ahead.
I can't hear somebody on the line.
I can hear you.
Yeah, somebody online is doing something.
That's Rashida.
How you doing?
That's our
new yeah, this is Rashida Ellis. Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Sheeta. Hey.
How you doing?
This is Shay.
I'm with Shay, baby. Whatever.
All right, so before I leave,
ain't nothing but a
gangster
party.
I want to say thank you for having me on the line. Bye-bye.
No, you gotta
give us your social media. And you can stay on, right? Like,
okay.
Follow me on
Instagram. You know we gotta talk to these two things. Come on.
Follow me on Instagram at OSHAE.JONES. OSHAE.Jones on Instagram. That's
yeah.
all I'll be on.
Okay.
We got the blue check. And yes, me too. Yeah, we got the blue check.
Period.
We both got the blue check. O'Shea Jones and Sheeta Ellis. That's it.
Excellent. Yeah. Now tell me, O'Shea, how did you get the blue check? You know, what did you do to get the blue check? Because boy, oh boy, everybody can't get the blue check. What did you do? You had to call them, tell them something?
No, I didn't. I didn't do nothing. Like we've been training for years. Like we've been following, we've been recognized, but we just need that recognition, you know? And we finally got it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's good. Okay. Yeah.
You know?
That's good. Yeah, now I'm trying to figure out who am I talking to right now, because, you know, women, y'all
that
both
was,
kind of sound like you got the little small
was,
voice
oh,
and everything.
You messing with the best 69 kilograms and the best 60 kilograms in Team USA right there. That's all you got to know.
That's Sheeta.
Oh, yeah.
That's Sheeta. This O'Shea. I'm O'Shea right here. This me. But you
yeah,
ain't
Shay,
fucking
you know
this
I got you. I said the best 65 kilograms, 69 kilograms, the best 60. You know I got you, Shay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you say, hold on, kilograms, because I be getting that mixed up. When they be saying you weigh such and such kilograms, I never understood what kilograms, all that stuff was. I was just used to welterweight, junior middleweight, super middleweight. But when you get to start talking about some kilograms and all that stuff, that stuff come from, I think it come from fighting overseas.
Oh,
Cause they be talking about the kilograms.
Yeah, international fighting.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Tell us about the experience y'all both got fighting overseas, you know, because I done fought overseas a few times in a pro, like Germany, Cancun, Mexico, and stuff like that, UK. But as an amateur, I didn't do nothing. I just turned pro. How was the experience of fighting overseas and getting all that experience and going pro?
Well, go ahead, Shay.
I feel like it's good experience, but I feel like the people overseas, they're very experienced. Like they stay amateur for years because their country take care of them. Like they win houses or they win cars, so they stay amateur to the max. I think it's 38 or something like that. They stay so a fresh American. First turn elite at 18, 19. So you're going to be 18, 19 fighting somebody who been amateur for probably 12 or 15 years. You know, I could be 18, 19 fighting somebody 34. Like, you know, so they're going to be more experienced than you. So it's a learning experience, but you just got to stay down for the come up, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. For Team USA, like, honestly, when I first turned elite, it was 2008.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Elite. Yeah. It was 2012,
okay.
And I was only 16 and a half. Like, moves changed.
Yeah.
Oh, Shay, talking about 18 years old? Yeah, moves changed different because my first elite fight I was 16, so I was fighting 16 to 40, you know? Like, moves changed. Different, big difference.
And what weight class do you fight? You say without you telling me the kilograms, because I never understood the kilograms.
Mm-hmm.
What actually weight class do you fight? What's the actual weight? The numbers. Give me the numbers. Huh?
I fight at 132. O'Shea fights at
165.
Okay.
152.
Okay.
152.
Yeah,
152. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have y'all ever sparred each other?
Yeah, we all work. We all do like intervals, sparring, like. It doesn't matter about the weight with Team USA. We all have like our tic tac sparring, like we just like practice. It doesn't matter which weight class, we just practice like the boxer skills, you know? Just practice the performance.
Absolutely. Yeah, so let me ask you this too. When you're on an Olympic team, don't you get paid like when you're number one in the world, you get paid a check every month or something?
Yes, you do.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So they take care of y'all. That's good. Yeah.
Man,
I know they take care.
No,
man.
Huh?
It's my money and I need it now. Yeah.
Right.
For
oh,
real.
Yeah.
We're fighting for this.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So since y'all on break now, do they still look out for y'all since y'all on break?
It's like if we was in an on break. You know what I'm saying? They're still giving us the same treatment, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
not
a difference to us. It's just like, you know?
Okay. Hey, listen. I'm just trying to figure it out. I want the people to know that's listening
that
you can get paid as an amateur.
He been using that.
But if you're only like number one, that's it. You can't just get paid as an amateur. You got to be number one. If not, they ain't paying
you heard
no
that.
Ass.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't be number one in a state. You got to be number one in a country, right? In a world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we don't get paid like weekly or like we get paid by the month. Like they give us that little money or whatever, then you gotta survive for the month. Like this ain't no, you feel me? It ain't all
candy
how everybody.
And then when
is.
We win competition, we gotta pay that taxes back. So you know what I'm saying? It's like
Okay. Oh, that's good. Hey, listen, it's teaching you right now as being young bucks before you go pro to pay your taxes. Trust me, because a lot of these fighters, they walk around here with all these gold chains on and flashing and making it rain, but then they be caught up in taxes. Even Mayweather owe millions of dollars on taxes, so you got to pay them taxes.
Yeah.
Sure. He ain't my uncle. Uncle Sam who?
I know. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Do you have a family of fighters? You know, Shay, she got a family of fighters. She got a brother to fight, another brother who fought, a dad who fought. Are you like that too? You got a whole a team of fighters, father, brother, cousin, uncle, anybody in your family fight?
I have two older brothers that fight. One signed with Golden Boy Promotion, and one signed with Shay Promotion.
Okay. And you said that's your brothers?
Yeah, both of my brothers, yeah.
Okay, it's a family affair. You remember that song, It's a Family Affair? It's a family affair.
Okay.
It's in the blood. Okay. So now y'all travel together as teammates, right? Do y'all be rooting each other on, and you know, you go back into the locker room like, girl, I just got him, and you're like, pressure on me, I gotta go get him too. Do it ever be like that where you feel like it's pressure?
But it used to be like that, like when I was younger, but now they're professionals and I'm immature. You know, we kind of separated.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a whole different ballgame, you know.
Okay. Are y'all keeping up? You know, I know this is off subject, but tell me, are y'all keeping up on what happened to Floyd, the guy George Floyd? Are y'all keeping up with that? How y'all feel about that?
Man, I don't know what to say.
They've been doing that though. You feel me? They said racism and police brutality have been going on. It's just now getting like film because social media popping and stuff now. So they've been doing that. You know, that's been going on. That ain't even that new. But I'm happy that everybody's taking a stand because it's time for a change. They keep saying.
Yes.
I seen a video the other day. They was like, they keep saying it's gonna take time. When it took my grandparents, it took my mom's time, my grandparents' time, my great grandma's time. It's gonna take my time.
Yeah.
When is it gonna take? It's gonna take my kids' time. How much time?
Absolutely. That's you're right. You know what I feel? I feel like if the whole world, JK.
We talk politics on Friday. I can buy all.
No, I had to get. Hey, listen, I had to get the opinion because what's going on.
That's just like about you in people's pockets.
Hey, I feel like that comes to my next question or my next statement is that I feel like if everybody did some boxing, everybody was boxing growing up, it'd be a better world because it teaches you discipline. It teaches you that you can't just do what you want to do, and you will hold yourself back a little bit more normally than you would for a person that don't have no discipline. Person's walking around and just got a badge.
Wait a minute, K9. See, because you always try to get that little garbage off. You know, like
my sister said, amen.
Wait. No. I ain't going to say amen. I'm not going to say amen because July 23rd, 1967, I was in Detroit. I was one of the ones that was there. Okay.
Oh.
So
okay.
You're not gonna tell me that since 1967 we gonna still be talking about I can overcome. And, hey man, look, y'all still singing sad songs and eating fried chicken. So no, we'll talk about that on another.
Hey, well, I can sit in front of the bus. Listen, if I get on the bus now, I ain't got to go to the back like Rosa Parks no more, so I'm happy about that.
Period.
Just because you sit in front of the bus don't mean that people want you to sit in the front of the bus. Otherwise, you wouldn't have people kneeling on people's necks. So,
man, we had a black president. What are you talking about, JK? We had a black president. So, hey, things are getting better, slowly but surely.
See, there you go. Remember what you said. We had.
Well, you can't be president forever. After 4 years.
You had two world titles, but now you retired.
Yeah. No, I still got them. They right in the front room. They're right here. Hey, once a champion, always a champion, Jay.
But anyway, ladies, now, do you want to stay on or O'Shea, do you have to go? Because Rashida, I know I want to talk a little bit about your brothers before K and I get back in here and start wanting to talk about
you. Hey, O'Shea, if you got to go, you got to give me your social media again.
All right, I'm about to head out, y'all. It's O'Shea.JJones on Instagram. It's O-S-H-A-E.JONES. Follow me on Instagram because that's what I be on. Thank
you
all for having me.
Thank you. Cheers.
Time.
Tell the family I said hey.
Nah, okay, you better add me on Instagram, too. Hold up. Add me on Instagram, too. She the meter, boy. S-H-I-D-A-M-I-D-A.
No, you're not going nowhere right now. You just got on the line. O'Shea is out the building.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye.
Okay, O'Shea.
Bye,
all right.
Peter. Okay.
Bye,
okay,
bye.
All right. Cheers.
All right, bye.
Now, Rashida, you supposed to see now we got them both out. Can I even scare the ladies off out of the building?
No, she understand. That's why I was trying to tell her that she wasn't about to be the one to get off because she gave her social media. And no, that was for O'Shea because she was already on the phone before. So she wasn't supposed to leave.
We're gonna call it back.
Call it back.
I know.
Oh, you calling me back?
Where you running to? Yeah, she's going.
She ain't brave about her big sis.
Nah, it ain't like that. You don't like that.
Yeah,
I'm
big sis got off. She was like, I'm straight.
We talked about the O'Shea's family, and we gave this a lot. So, you know, I've been following your brother's careers, but O'Shea said she was motivated by kicking her younger brother's butt. She didn't have that type of relationship. I mean, you didn't have a younger brother to bring up on, so. How did you get the motivation?
Can you say that again, please? I honestly didn't hear you.
How did you get the motivation considering that you didn't have a younger brother? But you didn't have a younger brother.
Can you say that again, please?
Aren't you the youngest in the family?
Did you lose her?
Yeah, we lost her. We lost her.
Uh-oh. Are you going to hit her back up?
Yeah, I'm going to try one more time. Let's see.
Okay.
Maybe she couldn't hear us.
Yeah, I'm out here in Texas right now. You know, the signal sucks.
I'm in San Diego. I'm not too far away from you, but... But, I was talking about your brothers. Aren't you the youngest in the family?
Yes, I'm the youngest out of five. Like, my older brothers, they boss, but my sisters, they're in, like, medical and doctor. They do, like, medical and doctor
positions.
Okay. The reason why I asked you is, Rashida said, O'Shea said that, she was boxing because she wanted to kick her little brother. So did you start boxing because your big brother was bullying you?
Yeah,
no,
it wasn't my brother. It was just my little punk. It was like little punks from the street. And then my brother's like, you better handle that. So I had to.
Okay. So that.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me, K-9?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay.
What happened?
I think she's cut off again, so we're going to have to try again when she's somewhere a little better. But, K-9, we have some women that are coming from real good boxing families. If you look up Rashida's two brothers, I think one of them is undefeated, and one of them might only have one or two losses. That's another great boxing family. And I look at you and your son. I look at, some of the other fighters out here now, that are out here. You have the Russell brothers, and you have boxing families out here now. You had a lot of individual champions. Do you think that we're going to start seeing more boxing family dynasties?
That's a good question. I know we already see that right now. When it comes to the Mexicans, they keep it in the family. It'd be 6-7 of them, the whole family box. It's already happening already with a lot of, family members. It depends on if you got a lot of brothers and sisters or whatever, and you got a history of the whole family doing the boxing training or the boxing, just flat out boxing. So I think that, boxing is one of the highest paid sports. And the money you can make, the money that's generating right now, even with women boxing, like O'Shea was saying earlier, Clarissa Shields done set the trend that made it where, it's okay to be a woman. Now you're making money off boxing, whereas in the days of, let's say, a Christy Martin, and she had to make her big money fighting on the Mike Tyson undercard. Other than that, I don't think she was making money like that. And I think the most money Leila Ali had made, and she had the last name as Ali. Muhammad Ali was her dad. And the most she made was $400,000. And don't get me wrong, that's a lot of money, but come on, man. Today's shoe, you got an average man, is making that a fight. And I'm talking about the top guys. And that's just even before they become world champion. But then you take, for instance, Clarissa Shields, who's the fastest fighter, not just woman fighter, to win multiple belts and in different divisions, and she hasn't even made $1 million yet. And if she was a man, it'd be different. So, women boxing and men boxing, like I say, women fighting 2-minute rounds and not 3-minute rounds, which I don't understand. And they doing that in a pros, they only fight 2-minute rounds. But if you can go fight 3-minute rounds in amateur, then why not fight 3-minute rounds in the pros? Maybe their money and their purse will go up if they were fighting 3-minute rounds. So I just, I don't understand it. And I guess they call it so trying to like help the females. And if you're trying to help them, then give more money and let them fight 3-minute rounds. I think that it's more dangerous to fight 2-minute rounds than 3 because you got to hurry up because you ain't got but 2 minutes to make a point. So 3-minute rounds, I think you won't be so anxious to try to hurt him and get as many punches off as possible. You'll relax more, box more, and I think it'd be better for women, and you will see more skills versus just throwing punches, a lot of punches, because you ain't got no time. You ain't got but 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm still wondering, why did they box 3 minutes in the amateurs and now all of a sudden, but most of this has to do with the sanctioning bodies and I guess Showtime, that's some things that we're going to have to see. There's some more changes that we're going to have to see. K-9, today is June 2nd. I believe Top Rank is due to have their first action June 9th, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it might be this weekend. Exactly. Yeah, I know it's coming up for sure.
Next weekend, June 9th. That would be 1 week. That would be 1 week. Actually, June 9th would be a week from today. It would be next Tuesday. So
okay.
maybe I have the wrong date here, but I thought it was June 9th, the Top Rank. But anyway,
yeah, I think it's a weekend. I think it's Friday or Saturday. Majority of the great fights or the big fights are on the weekend, whether Friday or Saturday.
But remember, we're not talking about great fights. We're talking about our first fight in months. You're talking about fights without having fans in the audience. It's not. We're not coming back to great fights. Okay, now we're coming back to fights.
Yeah. But even if they're not great fights, I can just about guarantee you that the fights will not be on no Tuesday. It'll be the Saturday or Friday.
Well, I'm getting ready to go right here to ring and see. So I'll be able to see that in 1 second. I'm actually thinking that, you know, you're right that, you know, but I know it wasn't a double digit day. That's what I'm saying. If it was next Friday, I mean, you know, then I mean it would be what, almost the 20th. Let's see. Okay. Boxing.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait for you to tell me I'm right.
Well, hey, won't be the first time, you know, somebody's been, yeah, won't be the first time somebody's been right and I've been wrong, so, you know, hey.
Right. We talk about me, though. You know, me and you, we go back and forth. We talking about me being right. Hey, look, that's big when it comes to me and you talking.
Okay, now, here we go. Top Rank announced its first fight. Let's see.
And you are correct. You are the father.
The first fight is June 6th in Mexico. But the first fight from Las Vegas, ESPN, is June 9th, next Tuesday.
Oh, so next Tuesday?
I said June 6th is in Mexico. ESPN.
That's a fight?
ESPN, Shakur Stevenson will be headlining the card. It's June 9th from Las Vegas. And then on June 11th, we have Jesse Magdaleno, Adam Lopez, Brian Lua. That's going to be out of Las Vegas also. So June 9th, which is Tuesday, June 11th, which would be Thursday, and then June 16th, June 18th, all those are ESPN dates. K-9 doesn't look like we're going to have any weekend fights
If you say June the 6th, that's 4 days from now, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if it's one June the 6th, that's a Saturday.
There again, you do not listen. June 6th.
No, okay,
6th,
go ahead. Say it. Rewind it. Rewind it then.
June 6th out of Mexico. That's not televised here.
Oh, June, but it's the same fight, though.
Well, hey, you going to Mexico to fight? It'll be streamed live. No, it won't. No, it's not going to be streamed live. See, there you go. You're making assumptions. The first fight that we're going to stream live, Mr. Shakur Stevenson versus Felix Carvalho, Meyer versus Helen Joseph, Gerard Anderson versus Jack Sargent, Langston. Those fights. June 9th, 1 week from today. And 2 days after,
And 2 days after that, which is June 11th, which is a Thursday.
Yeah.
That'll be another ESPN streaming, another top-ranked show.
Yeah.
The next show, which will be on another Tuesday, June the 16th, is going to be Joshua Greer. And then the next fight after that is on Thursday, once again, on ESPN. So, they don't care about that weekend stuff because, first of all, there's nobody there. And
That's true.
How many flights are you going to have going to Vegas? How many people are going to be coming in Vegas? Or, are they going to be letting as many people? We already know there's going to be less people in the casinos. So, they're not really worried about, if you're not worried about a crowd, you don't have to worry about the day. And besides, K-9, hey, man, look here. They can have a great night. They can talk about boxing with us. And as soon as that's over, they can go right and watch the fight. See?
Hey, man, that's right. Exactly. What a night. That's right.
There you go. See, so for the next three nights, we on prime time. The next three boxing shows, we on prime time. Stop trying to move us. Okay, all right. So anyway, time again, champ. I think it's time for K-9's Corner.
Hey, what's up, though, JK? K-9's Corner, man. I just want to really actually talk about, where we at, in the economy, man. And, just a lot of stuff going on, like for instance, the things that happened over, the weekend and just things that is happening, period, man. And we have to walk around, with masks on everywhere we go. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But what can you do? What can you do? I just encourage everybody, to stay prayed up, stay strong, keep doing what you was doing, especially if it's positive. Like if you got a fight coming up, don't let, not being able to go to the gym stop you from working out. Me and Lil K-9, we still working hard. We doing our road work. He's doing his shadow boxing, he's jump roping. I mean, I never let nothing stop me from working out. Before I even started boxing, I was doing 1,000 push-ups a day, every day, training hard at home. So I never needed a gym to get buff, to get in shape, to work out. Lil K-9 was sparring with Dean Glaser the other day. We were out in the field. We made the ring in the field. We made our own field ring. Or a ring in the field. We just use the grass. We use the grass and we stay, working out. We stay training. We training. And we can't wait to the amateur program get back ready so we can start fighting. The people that's training and working hard is going to be ready when things superly open up. Just think about it. JK just said that we have some fights that's about to happen on the 9th or the 11th. So those guys had to be training. And it had to be sparring. So were everybody keeping it 100 by not being in the gym? No, I don't think so. Because how are they able to fight June the 9th, June the 11th, June the 6th? How were they able to fight? And they haven't been getting no sparring. They were getting sparring. They just kept it on a low. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do what you got to do no matter where you're at, no matter what situation we in. You don't work, you don't eat. So you got to keep going. Don't stop. Stay prayed up. Don't fear nobody but God. At K-9 Boxing, the Pugilist Corner, the Dog Pound, and, of course, JK, they can find me at K-9 Boxing on my YouTube channel, and I'll be going live all the time. They can find me at K-9 Boxing on all social media, all platforms from Twitter to Facebook to Instagram. And when they trying to find JK, right, I'm trying to figure out where can they find you at when you ain't on a Dog Pound on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern time?
Well, first of all, I want everyone to know that we do now have our own separate Facebook page. It's called The Dog Pound with K-9 Bundridge. That is our Tuesday show. our weekend show. We now also have our separate page for that called The Weekend Wrap. So
okay.
All you have to do is Facebook, and you can find both shows. We wanted to make sure that people could I thought it was a little too confusing before having both of them on the same page. So now we can separate, they can follow us live on both pages. As I said, don't forget, you can follow us, follow me with Team Certified as we get closer to the bike running Sturgis, South Dakota.
So that's breaking news then, JK. That's breaking news.
Breaking news, breaking ground. And, we're hoping this is South Dakota is one of those states that has been voted green. So it's not so much about the event is being held. How are you going to get there? Do you have to take a couple of planes? Is it going to be you on your car? Will be you on open road in your bike, on your motorcycle, it's 100,000 people plus K-9s, do we test everyone, it's going to be a challenge. You're talking about an event that's less than 2 months away, so like I said, keep up with us and see. I'm sure there's going to be some safety measures for the crowd. Make sure that,
your phone keeps making a little noise, JK. I can't hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. It's kind of like you outside. I can hear like muffling going on your phone.
Yeah, I am outside. But anyway,
okay.
Like I said, you can follow our separate pages, K-9 with K-9 Dog Pound with K-9 Boxing on Tuesday, and The Weekend Wrap with John Scully and Layman Brewster on Sundays. But make sure everyone has a very safe weekend. Not only make sure that you keep your mask on, but try not to get caught driving while black. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
Have a great weekend, look forward to talking to everybody next week, right here on The Weekend Wrap. K-9, give us the bark before we go, man. We can't go nowhere without the bark.
And thanks to our guests for being on the show tonight too.
We look forward to having more champions on next week, K-9, and
absolutely.
You be safe, and make sure you keep that little one safe, man. That's our future.
Thank you, bro. All right, my dog. Yeah, that's right. Dog pound, baby.